This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio.
Voters in Turkey will head to the polls again on Sunday to vote in that country's runoff presidential election. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had a small lead in the first round of voting and may well maintain his nearly 20-year run as leader of Turkey. But he doesn't have a public plan to fix the country's red-hot inflation, and that is a concern for some of Turkey's older voters who are thinking about their retirement savings. In Ankara, Turkey, Victoria Craig explains.
There are some apple slices here.
Gonal Ergin sets up a picnic in the courtyard of her apartment building.
I brought some water.
She's a 72-year-old former English teacher who says retirement with her husband right now is comfortable.
We don't have many difficulties in our daily life.
But inflation here is at 44%. That's down from the official high of 85.5% last fall. Ergin worries about their retirement savings long term.
We are afraid of our future. So we try to save money. My children's family and we may live together.
One out of 10 Turks is over 65, but their golden years are increasingly worrisome.
They tend to focus on their daily purchases and emergency savings, but not on their long-term savings.
That's Seda Peksevim, founder of Pension Research and Consulting based in Istanbul.
People sometimes consider taking a second job.
She means ad hoc work, like driving a taxi or other odd jobs.
Also, some people tend to focus on informal employment. They only want to survive in a daily form.
In 2021, the Istanbul Political Research Institute found that 12% of Turks over 65 were still working, in part because pensions are not adequate. Still, President Erdogan changed retirement requirements that then allowed 2 million Turks to retire early. It was one of his moves to gain support ahead of the election. Now, people as young as 45 can retire, like Silami Çalışkan. He says things are a little bit expensive, but believes President Erdogan will do better. He was a metal worker before, and he may need to get another job eventually. But he says he's still optimistic about the Turkish economy. Retired schoolteacher Gonal Ergin is less hopeful.
We have been living with this for 22 years. We can't hope that in the future we will be much better than this.
If President Erdogan wins, he says he will continue to cut interest rates. That unorthodox policy has stoked inflation and eroded many Turks' long-term savings. In Ankara, Turkey, I'm Victoria Craig for Marketplace.